Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Welcome, successes, to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones, and we have a very special guest in the studio and in the building today. We're going to get to my good friend in just a minute, but we always like to kick off our Feature Friday the same way because we like the opportunity just to spotlight a loyal listener and an individual who has taken the time to go on Apple and left us a helpful review. So today's review of the week comes from an individual from my YouTube family, actually, and this is Miss All Around Vegan. Just wanted to definitely give her a shout out today. And her review goes on and says, Jay Jones is an awesome speaker. He motivates me with his words and inspires me to do my best when I listen to him. He's on YouTube. Thank you for all your inspirational talks. Wow, man, we just want to say thank you, Miss All Around Vegan. You definitely want to check her out if you're on YouTube or even if you're not, because she has different recipes and she also lets us into her life and just showing a little bit of the behind the scenes of what she does and how she gets after it. So once again, Miss All Around Vegan, and be sure to check out her dishes and just see some of the travels that she has going on. And now, without further ado, Now we're going to go ahead and bring the man of the hour. We're going to go ahead and introduce Mr. Will Cyrus. And this is Mr. Will Cyrus, who you might have seen on ABC. He did an interview not too long ago. You might have seen this brother because he also has dropped a book. He is a published author. Come on, somebody. If you didn't know, he was in Top 100 magazine in the 40 Under 40. And then also he's an award-winning financial educator. Without further ado, Mr. Will Cyrus. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, player?
Man, welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Man, we're definitely glad to have you in the studio. And man, just like I told you before we got started, I said I wanted to bring you on because I feel like you definitely bring a level of expertise to not only just the show, but to the community around us and to all the individuals listening. Man, Will, wanted to bring you in. Just wanted to sit down with you and just talk a little bit about your story, man. Just share with us, if you would, like a little bit about your story. Where are you from, and how did you get to where you are, man?
Man, it's a long story. I promise y'all, I'm not gonna try to bore y'all. I'm not gonna give you this full fledged testimony. So, if I could give you guys a Cliff Notes version. So basically, I'm from Pompano Beach, Florida. Same place that Kodak Black is from. Mm. Same place that Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson is from. Oh. By the way, he's playing against the Chargers. Tomorrow. Are they playing today? The Chargers and they're playing tomorrow. Okay. So a lot of people have come from Pompano Beach, Florida. You got Patrick Peterson. He's the starting cornerback with the Arizona Cardinals. So I grew up with a lot of those, played football, played sports. Oh. I was an athlete myself, played high school ball with Jason Pierre-Paul, played high school ball with Denard Robinson. Like, we all grew up together.
Oh, man.
So it's a lot of athletes. I was an athlete myself.
Man, yeah, you did. You track and football, right?
Track and football.
Yeah.
So I kind of started my life as an athlete. You know, one thing led to another. You know, God decided to redirect my path, and sports didn't work out for me.
That happens.
I was talented. I felt like I should have went to the league, but it just didn't work that way. So I had to figure out a different path in life. So going backwards towards my beginning years, you know, back in my days when, as I would like to call it, I was a pharmaceutical sales rep.
Okay.
So in other words, we may have some viewers that may not know what pharmaceutical sales is. So that's a fancy word for a street pharmacist. Mm. So, you know, I wasn't always this quote unquote, you know, it's subjective to what you view as success, right? You know, this author, you know, ABC guy, 40 under 40. You know, I come from humble beginnings. You know, I wasn't always an educated cat out here educating the people about finances. You know, at one point in time in my life, you know, I was poisoning my community like so many other people. So long story short, I had my road to Damascus-like experience with God.
Oh, man.
You know, got my mind together. God kind of revealed some things to me. Mm-hmm. And changed my life around. You know, not saying that I'm a perfect Christian. You know, I throw interceptions. I'm like Tony Romo to all my Dallas Cowboys fans.
Not Tony.
I'm like Tony. I may throw five touchdowns, but if you put the game on my shoulder, I may throw the game away. FYI. So, you know, I'm very transparent with me. So, so long story short, man, humble beginnings. Grew up in a single parent household. Mm-hmm. My dad went to federal prison by the time I was 5 years old. So I actually saw him being taken out the house.
Oh, wow.
So I experienced a lot of those things growing up in that environment in Pompano Beach, Florida. We'll call it the Miami area. So a lot of who I am today comes from that environment, like the hustle, you know, the business savviness, understanding how money works, how finance works, how to go out and get it comes from watching a single mother. And one thing about my mom, she may not have been the best with money. She knew how to get money. So she instilled those things into me. And then me just having that natural born hustling in my blood coming from my dad, you know, he went to federal prison. So, you know, he was a big time, at least somewhat more than a regular little penny pinching dope boy.
Gotcha.
So that kind of helped catapult, should I say, my mindset to where it is today. And it has gotten me to, you know, quote unquote, like I tell people, to me, true success is not about the accolades that you can garner, but more so about the people in which you can inspire. So that's kind of like my story in a nutshell.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think that's something that we need to hear more oftentimes than not. One thing I just took about what you took from what you really just shared is just the fact that just because you're going through life or just because you're learning different things in life, different skills, different trades, et cetera, those things aren't necessarily obsolete as you get older. Those things are redirected and those things are different things that you can apply in different areas of your life. Like you said, you know, before you were learning when you were a street pharmacist. and then also just seeing your mom knowing how to get money. She might not have been the best doing that, but now you've seen those things apply. And then, so how did you get involved into the financial arena? Like, what did you have a college background, or did you see anybody in your family go through college and, you know, get involved in the financial arena, or this is something that you later just got involved in too?
It was really something that I was always infatuated about money. And any kid that grew up in the urban community, that was like our every waking moment, every waking thought is how am I going to get me some money? So I was a little different from a lot of the other kids in my community. You know, they wanted to sell drugs. I did it too for a little bit, but I was always thinking to myself, how can I take this to the next level? You know, and I had this car salesman. He told me, he said, well, if you want nice cars, then be a car salesman. But I was like, well, I don't want to do that. So I thought to myself, like, okay, let me apply what he said and make it into what's important to me, what intrigues me. So I said, I want to get money. I need to learn how to make money, how money works. So, you know, me and some of my friends, we did some illegal stuff. We went and stole some newspapers. So maybe they stole newspapers to sell them, but I stole newspapers so that I can get the finance portion of it. Because I said, dude, the only way I'm going to understand how money works is if I read these newspapers and if I start Googling. Like, my mom can tell you, like, I would go to the library. I went and got me a library card so that I can figure out how finance works, how money works. I would read books, whether they were informative or not. Right? I would just read them just to see what other people's perspective and viewpoints were when it came to money. So a lot of this was self-taught. So, I mean, of course, I went to college. I got a degree. But I tell people all the time, there's no college degree in the world that can teach you how to be a financial expert.
Like, come on, Will. You're coming to the studio. Dennis, you're going to come in the studio and drop the gems on us like that. You're going to hit us with the quotables, the tweetables. Man, I think that applies across the board because, yes, college does show you how to learn in a specific arena, but it ultimately sets you up to continue to learn. Like you said yourself, you got the library card, you took the initiative, started reading different portions, the financial portion in the newspaper and doing those things. And that's a lost art because we get so caught up with watching videos on YouTube. We get so caught up in wanting to talk about everything versus taking the time and sitting and reading and studying and perfecting ourselves and then learning the information, the application, and then applying that into our life. I think you really hit on something there.
That's real.
Yeah, because I think people sometimes try to, where's the shortcut? How can I get to the shortcut? There is no shortcut. You just have to sit there and work. You have to identify the area you want to be in, and then you have to learn about that area. Because I know you're familiar with Warren Buffett, and I've watched videos on Warren Buffett. I've read about Warren Buffett, and I've read some of his articles. But the fact that Warren Buffett says that he reads I believe it's like 6 hours a day or 8 hours a day before he makes decisions. And it's like, wait, what? So there's no secret why he's a billionaire so many times over, because he sits there and meditates on the information, and then he makes decisions like, okay, well, let me buy Coca-Cola and then raise the price a penny, and then he makes millions or billions just off that one decision. So, man, I think that's some really good information that you're sharing. But continue. Just telling us about, so you said you went to college, you got your degree. And then I actually went on your Instagram, and I saw the post probably a few weeks ago. And then I saw you post, because I know you're typically suited up. I know you typically have, you got the tie on, you got a nice suit, you know, some nice shoes. I've seen the shoes that you rock with. I've seen your shoe game.
I'm trying to be like you when I grew up.
Oh, okay. but then on the like it was like a two-sided picture. On one side, you got the suit on, you got the nice tie. I think it had the Windsor knot in there. And on the other side, you had a picture of you, like the blast from the past. And what was that that motivated you to want to post that picture and just show people like that you are, I guess, a quote-unquote real person? What motivated you to post that? I'm just curious.
My biggest inspiration in that was really hoping to inspire people. I knew that some people might be turned off about it, and that's okay. I'm at a point in my business where I make too much money to care about other people's opinions. So my heart behind it was, how can I help someone or inspire someone? Yeah, maybe some people might be turned off about it, or maybe he's bragging or whatever the case may be. But one thing I've learned about business is, regardless if you're doing good or if you're doing bad, people are always going to have something to say about you. So whenever I make a move, it's how can I benefit other people? How can I benefit my viewers, my followers? How can I encourage people? So in the post ended up doing well. It got, you know, a lot of people were inspired by it. They start writing me DM messages because the main goal was, how can I inspire someone to show them, like, hey, dude, you don't, you know, just because you may be in a certain place today, you don't know what God can be doing behind the scenes to redirect your path going towards in the future. And I put that post up just to say, hey, dude, this is how I used to be, and this is who I am now. And I still got leaps and miles to go. I haven't arrived. And if you ever get to a place in your life in which you feel as though, like, you've arrived, and I really feel that at that point, you've taken that first step towards the destruction and the downfall.
Oh, so wow. So pride comes before the fall. That's what the word says. Pride comes before the fall. But okay, so you saying you wanted to post that to inspire people. So now I'm just curious, because we were talking a little bit earlier, and I'm just curious, what do you feel that your purpose is? Or have you identified what your purpose is as of yet?
That's a good question. I would say I'm walking in my purpose. Day by day, I'm still figuring out, like, okay, God, I understand what you've called me to do, but this thing is hard. You know, a lot of times people think that, well, I've identified my purpose because I've made this much money in this business or whatever the case may be. But to me, a purpose has to have a direct correlation with impact. You know, so I don't want to say pride. I think that's the wrong word. But I value, you know, impacting people's lives. Like, my biggest purpose is going into these lower income communities and inspiring these single moms, you know, on how to get their finances in order, you know, on how to, you know, sign up and get your GED. You know, yeah, for a business, I'm a financial planner by trade. You know, I help people grow wealth. I help people make a lot of money, make great financial decisions. But from a purpose standpoint, what gives me the most value, what gives me the most sense of, I feel like I've contributed to what God has called me to do, is being able to help these single moms, you know, because I grew up in that environment, you know, where I had a single mom, where my dad went to federal prison, and she's, you know, in the hood, we call it stuck like Chuck.
She's stuck like Chuck.
Like, she don't know what she gonna do, how she gonna pay the bills, how she gonna keep the lights on, you know, and she had someone like me, who was humble enough to go back to these neighborhoods and these societies to give her simple financial essentials. Like, hey, we need to get your credit together. Because once we get your credit together, I can help you. You got a business idea. Because every one thing I learned about a woman, and I heard this one time from this famous pastor, he was like, one thing about a woman, you know, you give a woman a house, she'll turn into a home. So I looked at my mom. She may not have been the best when it came to financial decisions, whatever the case may be, but my mom, you could give her anything. You could put something in her hands and she can turn it into gold. So I want to be able to go into these communities
and help these women. You know, if you got an idea to start a hair salon, this is how you do it, the most effective way, the strategic way. You know, you want to start open up your own food shop, whatever the case may be. I'm going to equip you with the essentials that it's going to actually take in order to make this thing come into fruition. So for me, that's my purpose, is helping these moms, helping these kids, you know, that may have grew up in rough, you know, upbringings like me. I didn't make the best decisions. But if I can come back and show these kids, like, yo, dude, I used to do the same thing you used to do, but look at me now. You can be better than me. So.
Yeah, I think that's amazing, because first and foremost, I think that however the leader of the household, if that be the man, or if the man not be there and then that be the mother, then I think that giving them essentials and giving them tools that help them be successful, then they can show that youth or that child. And there's definitely no doubt about it. I'm a firm believer. I'm in the same boat with you on that one. If you give a woman whatever, she makes it better. If you give a woman chicken, then she'll give you the best chicken possible. If you give a woman a business idea, then she'll show you weavings and inner, outer air. Well, have you thought about doing this? But what about marketing it this way? Like, women just think differently. And I think that that's why the union of a man and a woman is so powerful. Mm-hmm. Just understanding that, because I've looked back over my life sometime. I've done some self-reflection. And my parents are divorced. My parents have been divorced when I was very, very young. But then I began to realize that it's so essential for the man and the woman to be there, because I feel that they both together, that they make the solid foundation of a house, because they balance each other out. And I'm not even saying based on like roles or based on the typical gender roles or stereotypes or anything like that, but I definitely do see the reason for that. But man, I really think that's awesome though, that you say that I had no idea that you help people, like as far as identifying how to get signed up for GEDs and stuff like that. That's really awesome. That's really and then you said that desire came from you growing up in a single parent household.
Yeah, pretty much just everything that I am really comes from what I, you know, witnessed growing up. So my whole heart is wrapped in what I identified with. So. I mean, I don't know. It's just something about the streets, kind of like this one baby song. You can take a Negro out the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of me. So that probably makes no sense to most people, but to me it does. But, I mean, I don't know, man. It's like, regardless of how much, I guess, I don't even know what to call it. I guess people call it notoriety, or what they want to call it. I'm still from Pompano Beach, Florida. Run up on me the wrong way, I might bust you. You know,
oh, Lord.
I don't shoot people no more. But, you know, I'm still a hood Negro at the end of the day. You know, like, you know, I changed my life around. You know, I go to church. I love the Lord. You know, all that good stuff. But try me if you want to. It ain't sweet. I ain't Jesus. So I may turn half a cheek, not the whole cheek. I ain't got no sense.
Oh, my goodness. But you're off the chain.
I mean, yeah, I mean. That's really
okay. So I'm curious to the so for the individual who doesn't know anything about finances, and the individual who says, you're a financial planner, why should I seek out a financial planner? I'm good with my finances. I know how to save. My credit cards are paid off. What would you say to that person who's like, you're just trying to get with me so you can take my money? What would you say to that person?
I would say to them in the same way a doctor. In the same way, an attorney, right? You can Google and figure out how to beat your case on your own. But would that judge take you as serious had you had someone representing you? In the same way with the doctor. Well, I read myself. I got WebMD, but what is it? Dr. MD, and I do this, I do that. I'm an herbalist, and I'll be the natural remedies. And you got people, they think they know everything. But one thing I can tell you is, once you have identified that you're working with an expert or a professional who is seasoned to handle whatever it is that you're trying to get done, they can do it 10 times better than you. I don't care how much you've read, how many books you've read or written, or whatever the case may be. I listen to Dave Ramsey, and Dave Ramsey told me this. Dave Ramsey, half of the times I don't know. Let me open up the word of God. Some people, and they love their Dave Ramsey. He's a very good guy. You know, he's really great when it comes to helping people pay off debts, but he's not a financial planner. He's not a financial expert. He's a budget expert. You know, he can teach you how to pay off debt. When it comes to accumulating wealth and building true wealth and sustainability, that's not his forte.
Oh, okay.
So if you ask any person that has accumulated over $250,000, do they truly, truly value and agree with the whole notion of you should pay off all your debt before you start building wealth? Any person with sense would tell you that that makes no sense. So, for example.
Oh, wow, okay.
So you can have a doctor that has $250,000 in student loan debt, which is very, very possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're an MD, you went to PA school probably, maybe you're a CRNA, you have a lot of student loan debt. So I'm always telling clients, like, okay, you have $250,000. The Lord just blessed you, dropped $250,000 in your lap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. And now you're posed with the question, should I pay off my student loan debt or should I invest this money? I would tell that person 99 out of 100 times, you should take that money, that 250 grand, and invest it into a very safe environment investment vehicle. It could be a municipal bond. We know muni bonds are at least going to give you 4% on your money.
Mm.
So at least, or we could be a little bit more risky and put it into a balanced portfolio, such as a mutual fund. A lot of the viewers may not even know what a mutual fund is.
Mm-hmm.
A mutual fund is just basically a pool of different investments. It could be the S&P 500, which is the top 500 companies in the world. It could be any type of investment that you feel that suits your tolerance. What are you willing to lose? It's basically your risk tolerance. So you could put that $250,000 into something like that, and the interest alone would outweigh the interest that you would have paid on that student loan. So from a mathematical standpoint, I do not agree with paying off your debt before you start building wealth. Another reason.
Wow.
So, I just bought a home, right?
Congratulations on that. I seen the pictures, man. The house looks beautiful.
it's a nice little home.
Yeah, it look good, man.
But I'm gonna sell it in 3 years. So.
Oh, we will flip this house.
We flip houses in my program. If you're my client, we flip houses, and I can tell you a 3-step without giving you the whole game because you got to come to me to get the rest of the game. So, I can tell you this. I walked into my house with a little over $50,000 of equity.
Okay.
I put zero down on this home. I didn't put anything down. They actually gave me a check back for $2,000. And I walked into my house with $50,000 of equity. So there's a way, if you're strategic about it, in which you can do the same thing. But it's going to require you to do two things. You may have to move into an area that you might not want to live, because a lot of millennials, they're in this, oh, I want to live near downtown. And I want to be where it's at. I want to be around my friends. That's cool. But your friends ain't making you no money, no green money. So if you about making money, follow my steps. So I made $50,000. So every time my friends call me, like, oh, what you doing this weekend? Oh, you know, I'm just laying on my couch, counting money on the ceiling.
On the ceiling.
So I've only had my house for 2 months, and already my equity has gone up. So. You know, I walked into it a little over 50, and I looked at the appraisal on it, and now it's worth $10,000 more than what I bought it for. So, I mean, I'm already up like 62,000 to be exact. So, I always tell my friends, like, if you truly, truly want to make money moves, like you say you do, everybody posting on Instagram, social media, I'm trying to be a boss baby or a boss dude or a boss whatever, whatever the case may be. You got to make boss moves. You got to move like a boss, bro. So, like, it's going to require you to not do certain things that your friends or your peers are doing. It's going to require you to move certain places. It's going to require you to do certain things that might seem unconventional. So that's kind of like my little 2 cents that I got to. It's like, it's a lot of ways to make money. But, you know, I ain't going to give y'all too many free gems, but I feel like I've given you enough. So
that's real. Hey, Dennis, pause real quick. Man, so you just hit us over the head with some serious financial game, man. You just gave us, if we're in Sam's Club, you just gave us one of those nice size samples. Mm-hmm. You know how to hit you with the samples at Sam's. But so now I'm curious to ask you, like, who do you typically work with, or who typically gravitates towards seeking out your services, your financial planning services and stuff like that?
So from a business standpoint, I typically work with business owners, medical professionals and progressive professionals, rather, what I call it, individuals who are in a real big growth mode, you know, rising up the corporate ladder, or individuals that are, I don't know, I work with medical professionals, CRNAs, physician assistants, physicians, perfusionists, my medical community, they wouldn't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
So, like, you know, just mid-level to upper-level medical professionals, travel nurses, stuff like that. So, in other words, I always tell people, don't get it twisted. It's not about how much you make. It's about how much you can save. So, if we were looking at it in a perspective of a tilt of tape, right, I can have a client and only make 70 grand a year, but they're able to save 15 to 17 a year.
Oh, wow.
And I can have another client that makes 250, but they're in the hole and they got credit card debt, you know, 15 grand. So you learn as a financial planner, it's not about how much you make, it's about how much you save. So a client, an ideal client for me is someone who has the mindset that, hey, I want to seriously grow wealth, and that really has no number attached to what they should be making, if that makes sense.
Oh, so if an individual isn't making 70, would they still be able to sit down with you, and could you potentially still help that individual? Like, if they're not in 70, let's say that they might be at 50. Would you still be able to work with that individual, or is that somebody that could potentially benefit from your service or your offerings?
I mean, absolutely. Like, my biggest thing is I want clients that'll listen. So, I mean, kind of like Kodak Black said, I need me a little baby that's going to listen. I need me a little client that's going to listen. I just need you to listen. Like, don't be coming back and forth to me, telling me about what Dave Ramsey said. Like, look, Dave Ramsey don't pay the bills in this office. Oh. Will Cyrus do.
Like, let him know, Will.
I want somebody that's going to listen. If you listen, we can work it out. Because people that listen, they're going to do everything that I'm telling them to do, and their wealth is going to grow, and they're going to overall, long term, they're going to be a better client. They're going to be a better person.
Wow.
They're going to make better financial decisions. And they're going to make better money. Because one thing about me, you know how they say once you go black, you don't go back. Once you go Will, your bank account go ill. So
once you go Will, you know how to pay the bill. Yeah.
Hey. We just need a trap beat, bro.
Oh, man. Well, I definitely appreciate you taking the time and just sharing that information, man, coming out. But we're gonna go ahead, and now I want to transition to this segment that I like to call Five Words. And in this segment, I just want to give you the opportunity just to describe yourself just in five words. What would those five words be?
I got to take my SAT pause. Deep pause. And you know, you got to repeat the question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
If I can describe myself in five words.
Five words.
Those five words would be. I would probably say inspiring.
Okay.
Informative. Discipline. Financial savvy. It's a compound.
Compound.
Word.
We'll give you the compound on that one. You snuck that in.
Snuck that in. And my last word would be, what's a synonym for someone with a big heart? We would say, would you say like caring, or would you say?
You can go caring. You can go philanthropic, whichever one.
Like, see, I ain't got that much money.
hey,
speaking into existence.
Hey,
I'm thropic. I ain't got the feel yet.
not the feel, not the doctor, not the Jackson. Oh man,
I'm thropic.
That's funny. Okay, yeah. Okay, cool, man. I always like doing that, just giving people the opportunity to just describe themselves in five words, because I don't think that sometimes we take a moment and reflect on what we're doing, or take the time to really reflect on how we see ourselves. Because, you know, with society today, you see people who oftentimes, it's often about what we put out and how other people see us versus how we see our own selves. So I always like to just do that. And now I want to go ahead and transition to what we call the Winner's Circle of the Week. And the Winner's Circle of the Week is the segment where we give you the opportunity to highlight an individual that you know is out here. They're getting it. And just somebody who you've seen put in countless hours, somebody who you've seen put in dedication, devotion, and to their purpose or just to something great. And I want to give you the opportunity just to see who you recognize that you view as somebody who's hungry out here, somebody who's killing it currently. So for our Winner's Circle of the Week, who would you nominate?
Winner's Circle.
Winner's Circle of the Week, yes, sir.
I'd like to nominate my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm just messing with you, bro.
I'm about to say, man, I mean, you know, ain't nobody going to top Jesus.
Nobody going. This is a very hard nomination because, you know, some people, they go, why you ain't nominate me? I thought I was hustling. You don't think I'm a hustler? So I'm a... I hope everybody else don't get offended if I ain't choose them. It's not even about that. I want to help somebody that I feel like is on the way up. So I don't want to nominate someone that's already quote-unquote up. So I'm going to nominate somebody, like kind of like as you said, I'm going to put it on you. So if they get mad at me, they really get mad at you. So
hey, they can get mad at me. We can talk about it in the comments on YouTube. So if you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube page, Jonathan Jones Speaks, or live tweet us at Jonathan J Speaks. Go ahead with the nomination, brother.
So let me open up the other envelope. So
okay, Steve Harvey.
The class of 2019 nominee is, drum rolls, please. I'm going to go with one of my homies. I want to talk about them a little bit, give them a little shameless plug.
Okay.
I've been seeing them grind for quite some time now. I remember when they first started their business, it was kind of like, you know, on the up and up, the bottom. And I've seen them, like, rise tremendously over the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're actually here locally here in Dallas.
Okay.
So, I got a homegirl. She has a business. Now, you know, I'll send y'all to her IG page. I kind of sound like a bad friend because I don't know her IG name. Then she changed it.
Oh, well, she changed it, then that's understand. We're going to put it down there. I put on the video, I always put the IG down at the bottom.
Okay.
So, cool. Yeah, we'll find it.
I would say Kia Binion. It's a girl named Kia Binion. She has like a bakery company. Okay. She calls herself the pastry engineer.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So she's been doing some real dope things, and I've seen her grow over the past couple months. So, I mean, that's a person that I would nominate that's really, you know, taking that trend up. So
the pastry engineer. Okay, we're going to have her information down for y'all in the show notes for sure, just so you can check her out and see her engineering skills as they are based in the bakery business. Okay, that's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. I can't say I'm familiar with that individual, but I think that gives me some homework to do to find her and definitely I might need to test her out.
Yeah,
might need to see what she's working with.
She can cook.
Yeah. Oh, okay. She can burn. Okay. Yeah.
I don't wanna agree and tell you she can burn.
Well, no. I'm not saying she can burn.
I know
the
what
kitchen.
You mean, bro.
Yeah. So she can cook. We'll just clarify. She can cook.
Oh, and Gabby too. Gabby be cooking too. I ain't nominate her because she already like way up there. So.
Oh yeah, I actually got the opportunity to taste some of her dishes, and man, yeah, she goes in.
Yes, she do.
She definitely goes in. Gabby McBay, right?
Gabby McBay, they hang together. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I might have met her. I might have met her then, and just
possibly.
I might have met her. Does she specialize in cakes or something like that, or?
I think
it's pastries.
More so like pastries, so that can be a cake, like cookies, like all that stuff.
Huh. Okay. I might have crossed paths with her. Okay. I'll be sure to check her out. And one more time, what was her name?
Kia, K-I-A. I don't know how to spell her last name. I think it's B-E-N-I-O-N.
Binion.
Binion.
Oh, Kia Binion. Okay. We'll find her. We'll get that. We'll get that worked out for sure. So now we're going to go to, we're going to go to something I like to call this or that.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Yeah, basically, yeah. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. But in this segment, this is just rapid fire questions. I'm just going to ask you and you say one of them or you say the other. It's just plain and simple. Just the first one that comes to mind, just off the cuff. You ready?
Let's roll.
Hot seat, text. Dennis, we're on the hot seat. The seat's warming up. Okay, so here we go. Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane's?
Chick-fil-A.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Summer or fall?
Oh, summer. I'm a Florida boy.
Audiobooks or ebooks?
Audiobooks because I don't like to read.
Fair enough. Satin or silk?
That's for the ladies.
Hey, I can appreciate some silk. fire or ice?
I don't want to go to hell, so I'm going to go with ice.
Slurpee or Frosty?
Frosty.
Okay. The chocolate or the vanilla?
Oh, vanilla, absolutely.
Oh, what's wrong with the chocolate?
See, I know the ladies like chocolate, but, you know, when it comes to, like, cake, like, I don't know. Like, I was a weird kid growing up. I just kind of liked it. Vanilla cake. I don't like white girls. I mean, I do. I love my white girls, too.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, it didn't come out right. I like black girls. I like white girls, too. But I'm a complicated, y'all. I don't know.
Oh, cash or card?
Oh, I like cash.
I knew you were going to go there. Okay. Oh, man.
It's too many. I come from Florida. They be fraud, man. It's too many frauds.
Oh, that is true. Ooh.
I don't want no card.
Man, I got a story about that, but that's for another episode. So now we're going to transition to the quote of the week. In the quote of the week, I just want to give you the opportunity just to share, like, one of your favorite quotes or something that keeps you motivated daily or however it might motivate you, and just something that you want to just give you the opportunity to share a quote with the people or share a scripture or whatever that might be for you.
Okay, cool. We starting now?
Yeah. You can go ahead.
I would say growing up, man, it was this old head in the hood, and I remember it like it was yesterday, and he told this to me. And at the time, it didn't really make sense. But as I started to grow as a man, it started to really marinate, kind of like neck bones. Like, that neck bone juice, like, it marinate. Like, it may not taste as good that first day, but day by day five, that neck bone juice just be, like, so light. It be stick to the bones. So this is the quote. And this is what he said to me. He said, a man can have anything in life if he is willing to wait. And at the time, I was like, I don't know if I really understand what you mean. What you mean by that old head? You need to stop, you know, drinking these 211s and, like, what you talking about? And then as I got older, it started to really marinate on me. He said, a man can have anything in life if he is willing to wait. And I kind of took that into my relationship with God. It's like, and it's even like kind of like versed in scripture. You know, when he said, they that trust in the Lord will be like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. You know, if you're willing to wait and stand still in what God has called you to do and what God has said about you, whatever that situation might be, if it comes from the will of God, if you're willing to wait on God, you know, trust the process, you can have anything according to God's will that you want. So it's been tested by things that has come to me in life. Like, if you're willing to wait and stay patient, Will, you can have anything that you want. That's in God's will. Outside of God's will, you may not get what you want, but God's gonna give you what you need. So, I kind of look at myself as someone that my wants, you know, are God's wants. So, they all boil down to my needs. So, that kind of like really hit me, man. As a young man, when he told that to me, as I grew older, it started to make more and more sense.
That does make a lot of sense. And even thinking about it with you being financial planning, how many times have you met people who are in credit card debt or have all these debt based on impulse buys, and you know they don't want to wait and get this, or they don't want to take money and invest it and wait to let it build and build capital, build interest, etc. But they just want to go out and buy, and then they later regret the decision, find themselves in a bad space. So I think that's applicable in, like you said, in a relationship with God, in finances, even some people in some of these bad relationships.
Let's talk about that for the next 2 weeks. How much time we got left?
Man, that's a whole nother conversation, because when you start talking about relationships, or when you start talking about waiting period, because you're a millennial, right? So just when we talk about,
I look like I'm like 50.
Nah, I'm just asking. You got to make sure, because some people are like, nah, I don't want to be associated, because I think that's a big thing with the millennial population. Like, we as a whole, just generalizing, but as a whole, we don't want to wait. It's like, oh, no. You know, when we're younger, you know, mom's cooking dinner. It's like, mom, dinner almost ready. No, just wait. And then you go in and eat some crackers, or go in and eat a snack, and then it's time to eat dinner. And now you can't appreciate the meal that was prepared because you didn't have the ability to wait. And same thing for us, like purpose, goals, dreams, whatever. Like, you know, maybe if you wanted this house that you recently just got, if you tried to buy it 3 years ago, 5 years ago, you might have messed yourself up, but as opposed to you waiting, now you go into the house with equity and come out with a check, as opposed to other people go in, you know, coming out with crazy debt.
Negative equity.
Mm-hmm, all those things. Man, okay, okay. So, so Will, I know that we talked, and you said that there's an event coming up that you have. Tell us a little bit about the event. You said the event's what, January 12th?
Yeah, so I have a free event, January 12th. It's in Dallas. If you go to my Instagram, you can find the link to actually subscribe to the event.
What's your Instagram page?
It's Cyrus Like Miley, CYRUS _ consulting. No S, singular. So you go to my actual Instagram page and click on my link tree, and you'll find the actual link to the event. So the event is basically a free seminar, a financial seminar, in which we'll be talking about credit strategies, we'll be talking about investing, we'll be talking about insurance, the pros and the cons of different insurance policies. We're going to pretty much talk about it all and give the public an open forum to ask myself questions. Myself and another speaker that we're going to have, any question as it pertains to wealth, finances, you know, the home buying process, you name it. It's just a free wealth seminar. It's going to be about 2.5 hours in which we'll give out some information, but the main thing is for you to ask questions. So,
Okay, so that's January 12th, and you said, okay, 2.5 hours, January 12th.
From 11 to 12, 11 to 2.
Okay, and you said we can find the information. We go to his Instagram, which is Cyrus _ consulting on IG. Okay, excellent, excellent. And you're talking about different credit strategies and allowing the people to not pick your brain, but allowing the people to ask questions and get information. Because we don't pick brains on this podcast. That's not what
not
we do.
For free.
That's not what we do here. You get invoices.
When we
pick brains, we get invoices. So just I'm about to go ahead and let you go ahead and get out of here. But first, I want you to just share with the people where they can find you. I know you shared your Instagram, but if somebody wants to find out more about your services, where else can they find you? And then I want to get your final thought.
They can find me on my website. It's www.cyruscgconsultinggroup.com. So once again, that's www.cyruscg.com. You can find me on LinkedIn. It's Will Cyrus, W-I-L-L, my last name, C-Y-R-U-S. Or they can find me 1140, Forney, Texas.
You gonna put that out there for the people, Will? You gonna just?
Oh, nah, I got that heat. If they come to my house.
Oh no!
But but yeah, that's really it. LinkedIn, Instagram, or my website.
Okay. Oh man, one thing I want to do. I want to shout out Mike. I was meaning to do it earlier. I want to shout out Michael Poole, man, because he's the reason we got connected. Yeah, MP3, the motivator, Michael Poole. Just want to shout him out, man. Is he still in Pocono, Florida, or where is he?
Oh, no, he's in St. Pete. So that's where I graduated college.
That's right.
In Tampa, St. Pete area.
Yeah, man. Definitely shout out to Michael Poole. That brother there, man, you want to get motivated. That brother there will get you to the place you're trying to get, and he will have you fired up. If you have not checked him out, MP3, the motivator. I'll put his information in the show notes, as well as I'm going to put all of Will's information to where you can go down. You can get registered for his free event. I think it's almost booked up, so you might as well go ahead and get in there. Might as well register, and don't be surprised if you see me in the building, because we out here trying to grow wealth. Well, we're out here growing wealth and going to continue to grow wealth. And now, Will, just your final thought, man. What's the final thought you want to leave with the people, a gem you want to drop, whatever that might be, just to encourage people for this 2019 year?
I'll say the biggest thing is be open to learning. And not a lot of people are, because we live in this, especially us as millennials. One, we live in a microwave generation, as we discussed. Mm-hmm. It's my money. I want it now. Everyone wants to grow it now because maybe they saw somebody else on Instagram who has this portrayal as though they did it in 6 months. You can do it too. But here's the biggest thing that I want to leave with the people. Look, for starters, you ain't got to listen to me. You know, I ain't God. But at the same time, you know, if you kind of like what my grandma used to say, you know, it's kind of like fish bones, you know, eat fish, spit out the bones. Like whatever you decide to take is what you decide to take.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is everything happens on God's timing and not your timing. So if God's timing for you is to for you to grow your business and may be a millionaire in 6 months, then amen, hallelujah. Praise, shout, clap, do all that. But the other people, it may take you 3 years. It may take you 5 years. It may take you 10 years. But it's kind of like, you know, marinating that chicken. Like, when I marinate my chicken, I need it to marinate for about at least a day. You try to marinate some chicken for 1 hour, that chicken is not going to taste as good. I don't care about none of that stuff you talking about. That chicken need to marinate. You need to wash that chicken, too. Some of y'all girls don't be washing y'all chicken. But I get back to the point. I'm a comedian. I ain't got no sense. I ain't got no filter. They done brought me on the radio, the church folk. Gonna be like, he out here. Ain't no telling. They ain't probably gonna let me back at church no more.
Wash your chicken. Dennis, wash your chicken.
Wash your chicken. Bottom line, kind of goes back. A man or a woman can have anything in life they're willing to wait. That is even applicable to your finances. Stop coming to me talking about some old. What are some investments that I can find that can flip my money in 2 days? I'd be like, well, drug dealing. That's it. Like, oh, I don't know what in two days. I'd be, what stock? Unless you're seriously trying to day trade. Now, I day trade. You know, there's been some times in which I flipped my money, you know, by the grace of God. It wasn't like I did anything special. I just was watching the market. And just like everybody else who flipped their money, right place, right time. There are situations like that can happen, but more times than not, this is a weight game. Don't come to me talking about some, how can I flip my money in 2 months? Because Bitcoin, I did the whole Bitcoin thing too, and, you know, cryptocurrency. I made some money. But that's, as it stands today, that's kind of passed away. It may come back, but as of right now, you got to invest long-term towards the future. You can get into real estate, and that's still not going to happen overnight. That's still a six-month project. Potentially a year project. So regardless of the fact, you got to wait. You know, let everything happen in its perfect timing so that when you do enjoy the fruits of your labors, you can actually, like, celebrate it. You know what I mean?
That's real. That's real. My man, Will, I appreciate you coming by, stopping by the studio, my man. And everybody who's listening, if you have not subscribed yet, we would encourage you to subscribe on YouTube to Jonathan Jones Speaks, to my channel, or you can feel free to go to my website, jonathanjonespeaks.com. You can get your copy of Process or even book me to come out and do a speaking gig for you or your audience, whatever that might look like for you. And of course, people, of course, if you have not, we would encourage you to take the time and go on Apple and type in Speak Your Success and leave a helpful review so we can continue to grow, expand impact, and ultimately get you to where you desire to be in your life. So this is Jonathan Jones getting ready to close it out with financial expert over here, Top 100 Magazine, 40 Under 40, the author,
I ain't that great,
as well as the brother that was interviewed on ABC. But this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?